Moderator for the Senate Business Economic Development Committee. If you could give us a summary of the House changes to Senate Bill 55.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Committee Members, Senate Bill 55 was filed at the request of the Oregon Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying, otherwise known as OSBILS. The bill allows OSBILS to regulate the practice of photogrammetry or GIS specialists. The House Environment Committee added some amendments, which added some further clarification to the bill. It would establish a process of issuing temporary permits to practice photogrammetric permapping for up to 6 months without taking an examination prior, subject to meeting the qualifications. It also clarifies that certain persons exempt from the certification requirements, including federal agencies and contractors performing mapping not related to defining real property boundaries or databases into geographic or land information systems, and also law enforcement agencies, peace officers, and firefighters performing mapping relating to crime accident investigations.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gallagher, would you come forward just for a moment? Mr. Gallagher represents OSBILS. We had this in our committee. And I was just going to make it for the members of the House, we did not concur on this primarily because we didn't really have an opportunity to really review it at the time it came up. We wanted to review it. And having done so, I believe the Senate is comfortable with the work that you all did. But I did want to ask Mr. Gallagher, and would be very interested in the few minutes we're here for any input from the members of the House, is that, you know, we had a number of issues relating particularly to the area of land surveying, not so much on the engineering side, in terms of, you know, the governance of this agency that was troubling to me in terms of, I think, just kind of infighting between the governed and the governed of governors. And subsequently, we had also very similar issues with the real estate agency, and I think he may have been part of that on the real estate bill rewrite, a very similar agency in which the governed and the governors have a lot of disputes. And I was just wondering, Mr. Gallagher, since I know you represent this particular group, your thoughts on maybe going in the interim for the next session is to look at whether these agencies like OSBILS and maybe the real estate agency board, that we might as a legislature look at perhaps putting these groups under another layer of scrutiny, specifically the Department of Consumer and Business Services, rather than being independent agencies without anybody else to report to. Because I know my office is kind of getting tired of a lot of different complaints of different people feeling that people are not giving them fair shakes and that there's nobody really to appeal to. And while that won't be part of this bill, that certainly is one of the reasons we wanted to hold off a little bit and just make sure that you know, that this is something that maybe we want to look at in the future. I'd just be curious as to your reaction to that thought.
Mr. Chair, Chair Anderson, members of the committee, my name is Tom Gallagher. I represent the professional land surveyors, not OSBILS, the board, and the board has no lobbyist. It's just my group that was more controversial in the discussion, so I got directly involved. In response to Chair Metzger's comments, I have three thoughts. The first is Oregon has a long history of these independent boards and commissions, and we have quite a few of them that are out there. And they have their own staff, they appoint their own director, and they operate quite independently. A great many of them are professional organizations, and they're necessary to bring professional expertise in. So I think the fundamental structure is there. I have been not only with the real estate, but there are other boards that I have members that are regulated by. And I have been somewhat concerned that these boards are operating somewhat in isolation, as it were, not that they don't communicate with their own members, but they're kind of just a club of their own members in that sense. And I think it's worthwhile for the interim business committees to take a look at these and pursue these. I would protect the constitutional independence of the board members, et cetera. But it's in the areas of administration, just fitting them into state government. There's one right now that's in a dire situation down in the budget committee because they failed to raise their fees and they're significantly short of revenues to operate for the next year. And their fee is in statute. Well, they just missed it. And that's not a function of volunteer board members who come in, that they should be involved in all of the legal appeals they could get into, the intricacies of the disciplinary operation and the budgeting and basic administration. So I think it's worthwhile to take a look not at limiting any of the authority and powers of these boards in terms of their professional function, but to take a look as to how you can give them more of the assistance to fit them into the structure and system of state government rather than just orbiting out there. I also think you will pick up some considerable resistance both from the boards and from their base constituencies. So when you go there, I don't want to be with you.
we'll note that. Comments or questions from the committee? Yes, yes, Representative Anderson.
I think it's maybe a good idea to have some oversight. I hate to see any more cost added on to the fees for any of the various organizations, but it might be wise to look into the possibility of a coordinator, somebody who could oversee each and make sure. You know, I think some of the major boards obviously are being well run, but it's those that kind of come dragging behind that maybe it would be wise for somebody, maybe on the governor's staff or somewhere, to be coordinating how you're doing, making sure they're up to date, ready to go with pre-file legislation or whatever.
Representative Anderson, I think that the problem basically becomes because many of them have part-time administrators or administrators that have a huge portfolio of duties, knowledge of the particular subject matter, relationship with the member groups and organizations. It always seems to be the administrator and the AG that perform this glue function that keeps them working. I don't think it's a problem with boards. I think boards, by and large, make good decisions. I think where they create and generate controversy, a lot of that could be removed with better administration, and that's not a slight on the administrators. It's just that they're out here in orbit. Everybody else is in here.
Your comments, your questions? Okay. Well, we're in work session on Senate Bill 55B. Senator Burdick.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated May 20th and repass the bill.
Senator Burdick has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated May 20th and the bill be repassed. Any further discussion? Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a whole file of folks from various organizations, from OSBILS, of course, ERISA, OGIC, OGIS, PLSO, OACES. These folks are all in favor. I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Thank you, Representative. Thank you for your work on this. Further discussion? Any objection to the motion? All right. So ordered.
And you'll carry on?
I guess I will carry the bill since I didn't concur on it. I might as well concur. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Get you guys' signatures before you leave.